coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor here, 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WSS, and the Civic Media app on what's turning out to be a beautiful Friday morning. And one of our favorite things, of course, the weekend. What's up?
Sorry about that.
Hi, Dennis. Okay.
How you doing?
Hi, Chrissy.
Good morning.
How are you guys?
Fantastic. Thanks for asking.
Did you say happy birthday to my man next to me?
He not only said happy birthday, he paid for my parking for this next hour.
Aww.
That's about the nicest thing. If anybody wants to really celebrate the mayor's birthday, do something, bring him quarters. Because I got to be honest, Todd and I were both, the last thing in the world we ever want to watch again is Jim finding his, he's got this bottomless pit of a bag, and he's always looking for his phone or his wallet
quarters,
or anything.
Or
and he's looking for quarters. I gotta go feed the beater. I can't find a quarter.
$21.
He's digging through it like you can't believe it. He's panicking.
You,
so for you to bring him four quarters is really
nice. Thank you.
It's the least I can do for you. What's this?
I don't know.
I like Todd, but he makes me nervous.
I should bring my trumpet.
It says
this is all Todd.
It says 8:20. Birthday surprise.
Is that Star Wars?
We are all
That's Elvis.
What is going
That's
on
Elvis.
Around here in the studio?
What? Elvis.
That's Elvis?
Yes.
What?
Oh, that was Star Wars.
Oh, the intro to Elvis?
This is the intro to Elvis.
Oh. Oh, wait, maybe we got his happy birthday thing. From Didn't he do that in Vegas?
Happy birthday. Happy.
Well, I'll be the
birthday.
It's not Elvis's birthday.
Happy birthday, Mr. Mayor. Happy birthday.
This is great music.
Oh, man.
The drums get going now.
Very nice. Boom!
Yay!
Nicely done.
And the crowd goes wild.
Thank you for that, Todd. That was nice.
House! He's in the house!
Oh, my goodness.
Woo!
Ladies and gentlemen, the legend.
What?
The legend, ladies and gentlemen. From Tupelo, Mississippi.
Let's do it.
The greatest entertainer in United States American musical history. The one, the only, Elvis!
Jim, happy birthday, baby. Now, I wrote a song for you, but I'd like to do a song for everybody out there on the radio land, man, because I'm double parked and I got to get outside.
You bet. $21.
Get them a quarter.
They're walking around right now, man.
He ain't lying.
Checking the machines. Yeah, here we go. A little less conversation, a little more action, please. All this segregation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more fight, a little less spark. A little more bite, a little more bite. Close your mouth and open up your eyes, so baby, satisfy me. Satisfy me. Happy birthday, Jim. How you doing, baby?
Fine. Elvis, Frank.
That's right.
You made my day. Thank you for being here.
Well, I got to tell you what. I got some information about you, and I wrote a special birthday song that I'd like to sing for you. So I don't know when you want me to do that in this part of the program.
Oh, yeah.
Todd,
you're here.
Hey, it's right next to you, Jim. If you can hand it over here, because I got to read it. Because
when Elvis is in the house, it's your house.
That's right, baby. Okay. So, Dennis, hey, by the way, congratulations on the whammy. I heard it was great.
That's what she said. Thank you.
You're
appreciate
welcome.
You.
You're welcome.
Elvis, congratulates me.
Yes.
Oh, my
I know,
life is
right?
over now.
It is.
I
it
heard
is.
About this whammy thing. You mind if I sing into this microphone? All right, there we go. Because then I can sit down and make myself comfortable. Johnny, how you doing?
Hi, Elvis. How are you?
You smell Italian. How you doing, buddy?
Okay.
All right.
Is that a good
That's
thing?
What's for dinner.
That's good, baby. Here we go, Jim. I got some information about you. I did some deep diving.
Oh, great.
I did some deep diving, and I know you're from the Astor Park area.
I am.
I tell you what, and Cameron Moreland, I was talking to him this morning, getting the weather and making sure it was okay.
You talked to Cameron personally, do you, Elvis?
I talk to Cameron, man.
Right,
I do.
Dude, you don't mess around.
Well, I'm all about the 3-inch guarantee.
Oh.
So, here we go.
Dennis is going to steal that line.
You like that one? I just wrote that. I wrote that.
My mom is listening.
That's all right.
Now.
I got a guarantee.
My mom is listening.
Hey, God bless her. I'm Catholic, too. Here we go. Well, it's Jim Schmidt's baby day today. His age, elefino. But Jim is a great singer. On like John Minor.
Ow, what?
All right, Elvis.
Was Green Bay's mayor for 16 years. The dude doesn't age. If you want to know how old he has a Wikipedia page. Went to Roncalli High. As a wrestler, he shivered. He's from the metropolis of Sure Rivers. He's married to Donna. Has three lovely daughters. He's quite the star. Was in a movie with Eric Roberts. That doesn't rhyme. That's hard to rhyme, man.
That's all right. It worked.
There's so a lot
far,
of rhymes.
So far, it works.
It's hard.
Good,
here,
good,
we
good, yeah.
Here we go. Here we go. He rides his work. Wait, hold on. Okay. He rides his bike to work and back, and he is not a complainer. Unlike John Minor, he works out. And has a personal trainer. Sorry, Johnny.
That's so good. I love that.
You know, I love that. Johnny, had to tie in, man.
Okay.
Had to tie in the song.
Well, you're the king.
You know, I love it.
I am the king, Johnny.
Do you want me to
sing
with you?
Here we go. Ready? Here we go. So happy B-Day, Jim. You've gone pretty far. Jim's favorite pet was his pony. Its name was Star.
Oh, man. I love that.
Happy birthday, Jim.
Oh,
I love
my
that,
God,
Elvis.
Thank you. That was
perfect. Good?
That was fantastic.
I didn't mean to throw you under the bus, John.
That's all right, Elvis. No, coming from the king, it's okay.
That's all right, baby.
The king is hot this morning.
That's right. Give me a towel. Can you wipe me off? Hey, Dennis, can you dab me? Thanks for the dab, baby. Hey, watch out for the makeup.
A little dab will do you.
Yeah. Hey, I'm wearing as much makeup as you do usually.
Hey, but whatever you wear it better.
Yeah, whatever
you put in your hair, can I borrow some?
Isn't it cool?
It's so cool.
And let me tell you what it is. It's $8.99 a can.
Okay.
Yeah. And you can have gray hair all your life and just take out that $8.99.
And you're a new person.
Boom.
I love it.
I ordered it by the case, Johnny.
I could use some. That was so good.
That's my whole life is in that and is in those.
You know, there were some spicy parts that I didn't put in there, but yeah. I'm just kidding, Jeff. I'm just kidding. I mean,
I love how you tied in my partner here too. I think it was appropriate. He didn't overshadow me. That
your show is exploding, and I think next year instead of being second, you're going to be first.
Wow! Thank you for that.
We would like that.
You know?
Hey, can I ask you something?
Yeah, please.
How exciting it was at the Whammies a couple weeks ago when this guy next year was picked as the number one vocalist in the state of Wisconsin.
You know what?
I got some quarters for you too, John.
Yeah, yeah. I got to tell you what. They were there. They were there early, all dressed in their black, because I love that they change their colors and what they wear when they come to shows. And I knew something was big happening that night, because I knew they were performing. And then I saw the list of who was nominated, you know, drummer, guitar player, singer, bass player, boom. And you took it all.
They took it all. It's unbelievable.
Took it all.
Yeah. What a night.
And what a night to be at the Epic Event Center in Green Bay.
First
and
time.
Have a local band, you know.
Totally agree.
Take it.
Great event.
Yeah.
Great night.
Yeah,
you did a phenomenal job.
Well, thank you, John.
You did a
phenomenal
because you had a juggle.
Oh, my goodness.
You're the glue, brother.
I was the glue.
You were.
Thank you very much.
Not only do you have to juggle everything, because I don't know how many awards were given out, but you have to keep that crowd engaged for 4 hours, 5 hours.
And trying to stay clean is tough. Sometimes I work
showers there. You noticed that,
right? They did. They had great shows.
It's a great place to play.
I'm going to be honest with you. That was one of the toughest gigs I've seen. I mean, I would not have wanted to be in your shoes that night because things were changing constantly.
All the time. And to be honest with you, you know, when you work at a thing like that, you need a director. Well, the director is doing the video, doing the sound.
Right.
And a lot of times you just got to make stuff up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, just to keep the crowd rolling. Because I have no idea if the band's ready.
Right.
I have no idea if the presenters are ready. Yeah. And there was a lot of times where the band wasn't ready. So you just got to cover.
Well, you kept them entertained. Oh, yeah. I just thought you did a great job.
You know, I appreciate it. I love it. I hope I can do it next year. You know, it was a really good time.
Yeah.
Hopefully it comes back to Green Bay.
Yeah.
It was so great having an epic, wasn't it?
Right. It really was.
You did a fantastic job of keeping it together, especially when the Supertramp band wasn't ready yet.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness!
Oh, I love them.
You know, and they were great.
They were fantastic.
They
were
they had a huge fight after I saw it.
I believe it.
Yeah, it was crazy. They were not happy with each other.
They won.
They
see the keyboard will be.
Yeah, I tried to catch it.
I saw that.
I went for the catch and I missed it. I was
so Elvis. Smashed. What does Frank have going on this weekend?
I'll tell you what. I should go to. They asked for that because, ladies and gentlemen, Elvis Presley tomorrow has 5 gigs.
Back to Carrie.
Five gigs. I'm doing the Bell and Run. I'll be there at 7:15 in the morning.
Running, Elvis?
No.
Elvis
do I look like
singing.
I run?
Hey,
John, are you at the Bell and Run? Are you running?
Maybe.
Well, I'm doing the Bell and Run at, I'll be performing right in front of the Bell and building,
right.
About a mile. mile and a half down.
You doing the national anthem? Is you performing?
Not doing the national anthem, Jim. It's okay. Hey, I'm okay with that. All right. It's got 750,000 views. I'm okay with it right now.
All right.
Then epic fail. Anyway.
There? Oh, I forgot about that.
That's not why I was asking.
No. But I'm singing, performing for the runners. All right, as cool. I go by, like an hour and a half gig. Oh. Then I do this every other year at the Brown County Library. It's called The Princess and the King, where my wife sings Disney songs and then I sing Elvis songs.
Oh,
it's kind of
no
like,
way.
And we do it's the summer reading program. So we're doing two performances at 10:15 and 11:15. Then I pack up my stuff. We head to Brilliant for Brilliant Fest, and Amy and I are playing Elvis and Reba from 1 to 3. Then after that, packing the stuff and heading to a little town called Sussex, Wisconsin, doing a private party at some big mansion down there. And I'm getting paid.
Wait.
High five. It's all worth it.
You're not kidding about this? All those are in one day?
Tomorrow.
5-gig day. I've done 3 of these in my life. 5-gig day. This is the most I've sung. It'll be a constant. It'll be 8 hours of singing.
Amazing. Yeah.
That you work so hard.
You got to make hay when the sun shines.
Yeah, you do. I get it. Hey, how was Mickey doing?
Mickey, we didn't make it because we made it down there and he canceled. He had laryngitis. I know. We were so excited.
Yeah,
we got
to
lacrosse. We got the email, and my wife goes, "Well, we got the hotel room.
Let's
go to the surf ballroom." They still had a band.
All right.
You know, and stuff.
Cool.
And had a great time.
All right.
Mickey, yeah, we're going to go see him in Illinois in October.
All right.
So.
Well, you made my day.
Thank you. This is great.
You made my day.
And you know, you may not
this
remember
awesome.
This, but you played for my 50th birthday party, which was at Bay Beach.
I did.
You did. And we had. I was on all the
Which
buses.
Was 17
billboards.
Years ago.
You gave me a little medallion. I don't know if you know this, Jim, that I can ride free.
On the Zip and Pip.
On the Zip and Pip. Anytime I want. I have not used it. But I do want to ask.
You can't use it anymore.
Jim,
I mean, not there.
You put that private parking spot for Elvis.
Yes.
To this day, I park there. And it's right by. I take it. And my wife goes, "You can't do that." I go, "Honey, Jim said I could do this."
Yeah,
I
did. I did.
I've never gotten a ticket. Nobody ever.
Nope.
I get looks.
Yeah, that's all right. That's all right. You are Elvis. So,
And your wife does Reba McEntire?
She's amazing.
I've never heard
Probably
that.
Probably the best Reba I've ever
seen. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Does she do fancy?
Hello.
She wants fancy. Don't let me down.
That's a 5-minute song, so I get up and go to the bathroom.
I love that song
that
so much.
Yeah. Yeah.
Brad, right. You're awesome.
You are.
Thank you. Well, thank you
for making my day. This is great.
All
right. Hey. Have a very busy day tomorrow, but a productive day. Make a lot of people happy.
You're the best.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, brother. Frank Hermans, a.k.a. Elvis.
That was awesome.
You're big time, Jim.
Yeah.
You're big time. You got him giving a performance. Wow. All right, we're going to start a quick break. Christy and Dennis, what's up? Coming up. Love hearing Elvis again, though.
Oh, man. That was awesome.
It's now or never.
Let's listen to Elvis.
Do you think I could do Elvis?
No, he's...
Are you sure?
This guy's got it down.
I'm close, though. Don't you think I'm close?
I don't.
Close to being Elvis? Dennis, am I close to being Elvis?
Everyone you were just close to Elvis.
I was.
Yes. You were just close to Elvis.
Thank
it just
you.
Happened.
All right. Fine.
That's as close as you're going to get.
Hey, you know what's funny? Watching him walk down the sidewalk. Watching Elvis right now just walking down the sidewalk. People driving by must be thinking,
oh, man.
What are you doing?
He's alive!
It wasn't plugged in. You unplugged that.
I didn't unplug anything.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You're getting old.
The Zip and Pippin comment.
So why can't he still use that?
Because I'm not there.
So what?
Did you see the pink Cadillac he's leaving in or red Volkswagen?
Yeah. Or that. Hi, Christy.
Good morning, boys.
What is going on?
So a couple things. At the National Railroad Museum, the Paw Patrol Paw Palooza is going on all weekend, the 7th through the 9th, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. So that will be fun. It's a partnership between the Children's Museum of Green Bay and the National Rail Museum. It's an event fun-filled of exploring, playing, and learning. And you can visit first responders and explore the rescue vehicles and stuff like that.
Kids love that
stuff.
Yeah,
there's free crafts, children's entertainment, and a bunch of fun activities to go through.
Beautiful.
Yeah, so that's all weekend, 9 to 5. And then also, I didn't know about this, but it's Food Truck Fridays.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know?
I didn't know about that.
Presented by the Brown County Library. And that's going on tomorrow, and that's from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., and you can enjoy some of the area's best food trucks and grab something to eat and enjoy a nice lunch.
Why is Food Truck Friday on a Saturday?
You don't have a mic right there, right, Todd? Okay. I just want the Caribbean guy that you really like. Does he do a food truck here in Green Bay? All around, okay.
Did I say Friday?
Yeah.
Saturday is Friday.
Food Truck Friday is on Friday?
Friday.
Not on Saturday.
Coming from the library, I thought they'd have that right.
No, it's been a long week for me.
Okay, right. So Food Truck Friday is today from 11 to 1.
Yes, okay. Yes. 11 right. to 1 p.m. Right. Bunch of fun stuff.
Okay, cool.
And then don't forget, you know, of course, the Saturday Farmer's Market, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
All right, Dennis, what do you have going on?
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning to you,
my lady.
Morning.
I'm stunned. I mean, Elvis was in the building.
Right?
In the house, and sounds, looks, everything about him, right?
He's got it all down.
He's got it all down.
Five gigs in one day, Dennis.
That's unreal.
Yeah. I've never heard of that.
8 hours of singing. And Sussex is
and
a drive,
too. Why do we know where Sussex is?
It's away down south.
Right.
Okay.
Isn't...
Away down south.
How do you do five gigs in one day?
Yeah. Isn't Sussex the...
The what?
It's a
hamburger
suburb.
Place. No, who's
the guy? Seymour.
No.
Isn't it?
Okay.
Napoleon Dynamite.
You know, the... Culver's.
Yes.
That was the
Culver's.
First.
Culver's.
Oh, they got a Culver's in Sussex.
No, that's the first one.
Oh, okay.
And that's where Craig, I think Craig lives there.
Well, Craig who?
Craig Culver.
Oh.
Oh.
This guy's on plane. I think that's, I don't know. I got to ask Craig.
Well, don't ask me. I don't even know when Friday food truck day is. I don't know.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure.
Okay. I didn't know you were that big into Culver's.
Yes, I know him.
Okay.
Yes.
And so, the plane flies.
That is great.
And the plane flies on frying oil too. You should see it. It's amazing.
Santa, I know him.
He's ahead of his time.
Santa,
I know the owner of Culver's. I love him. That's Craig.
He has a plane.
That's Craig. Okay.
Laugh all you want.
I'm still stunned by Elvis being in the building. Honestly, I know.
You got a text here. Next Thursday, June 13th, Armchair Boogie at Ledgestone Winery. Them Cooley Boys.
Cooley Boys. That.
Kickoff Thursday night summer concert series
that
last night. Fun.
Is
Did
a great...
we have them in here, Dennis? The Cooley Boys?
No, we haven't.
No. Okay. But that is a great place.
Ledgecrest?
Yes, that's right off the river because we took the boat up there and through the locks and went there. Yeah, that's very nice. That's wine, beer.
That looks like a fantastic setting.
I feel like I'm talking to myself here. You guys are looking at me like,
Tell us about it.
It's your birthday.
No,
which
not,
why you feel
I know.
Special.
Yeah, you are.
Okay, can I just say one thing, though?
Yeah.
He always has a little uppity thing where he's like, we took the boat through the locks.
We were on a yacht.
We were
boating. We went through the locks.
My friends have
planes. And we met the Dalai Lama.
Yeah. He has soft hands.
True.
I was with my lover. We slather each
Dennis.
Other in goat's milk and licked it off.
And then passing whoopee to this
on
to
our
the dawn.
Boat, our nautical excursion through the locks.
We drank tequila sunrises until sunrise.
All the way to Wrightstown.
And it's a good lover. Place. I'm okay. All right.
And
Dennis?
We dined on mutton.
Caviar.
A nice Chianti. Yeah. When we're going through the locks, we're
yummy.
Boating.
Yeah. Oh,
all right.
It's a beautiful day.
It is.
Absolutely.
My birthday. So.
Yeah.
Hey, Dennis.
Go. So, how are you celebrating today, my good sir?
I'm here. This has been a great birthday. This is my third, one of my three best birthdays. My 50th birthday was a lot of fun because we had Bay Beach, Frank's band played. Festival gave cakes. So, there's a picture of me for every 10 years, which is kind of cool. We had billboards. It was just a really fun festive event. When I was 40, I was in the private sector, and we brought in some Chinese guys from Taipei to come over and install some equipment for us, and the equipment wasn't here. So we had to entertain them, so they came over to my house and they cooked for me.
Good gracious.
Wow. Fish with the head on. Anyway, that was cool. And then this one.
So today's your 49th then, right?
Yeah, these are my three favorite birthdays. And Todd, you were a big part of that. So yeah, thanks. This is very special.
Todd put it all together.
Today,
I didn't even know what was coming up. He stumped me on this stuff. So it's really a surprise.
Today's going to be fun. We're having dinner tonight with some friends. So
that's fantastic.
Cool. Yeah, my
where?
Age.
Where?
I don't know. I'm probably the Northland.
You're not invited.
My guess is the Northland. Okay. I don't know where we're going, John. I don't know. My guess is the Northland. I know I like that, but I like Republic. I like that.
Did you consider asking me?
To come along?
Yeah.
Never. No, okay.
Just checking.
Yeah, I got a couple of meetings this afternoon, but no, it's going to be fun. It's a great day. I mean, I love it. And I was telling Todd when I got here this morning that every year on my birthday, I do two things. I figure out, I weigh myself, and I figure out my net worth. And these last couple
of
years.
Isn't that bizarre? He really does.
I think a lot of people do that, John.
Oh, my God.
I do. I think a lot of people do that.
Figure out, they do what
they
on their birthday?
They weigh them. And then you
okay,
can just
weighing
look,
yourself, okay.
Well, sure, yeah.
Figure out your net worth.
Sure, sure. It's a, what do you want to
I think
call
a
it?
Lot of people do that, don't yeah. you?
It's a marker. Yeah.
I just need a post-it note.
All I'm saying is,
I know.
As I told Todd this morning, one's going up and one's going down.
Hey-o.
That's what she said.
If your net worth is more than your weight, you're on to something. You're doing great. But it's a great, it's a great thing to take stock of where you are.
It is. You look back when you're 40, it's like, hmm. But
and when you were 15, you got stoned.
On a pony?
Did you? Yes, stone pony.
My mom does listen.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Schmidt.
Metamorphic. And,
I'm sorry.
You know. Anyway, yes. Anyway, that's what I'm doing.
What's going on, Dennis?
Did mom call you yet, by the way?
No, I was looking, but I was telling Johnny I have 10 brothers and sisters, and I got a ton of calls.
He's kind of mad at his mom.
What? Oh, come on now.
Yeah. A couple of weeks ago, he made her this real nice dish.
Oh, I did.
I don't like it. It's too spicy.
That's true.
Okay.
I used the wrong sauce. I tried something new, and you shouldn't experiment on your mom.
On your mom.
I know.
But that's all right.
That was my bad, and I told her that, so okay. Anyway, other than that, we're good.
Well, my mom has IBS. What can I tell you? You know?
What's IBS?
International. No, I'm kidding. It's irritable bowel syndrome.
You look good in those dog tags.
Thanks for noticing.
I'm serious.
Thank you.
I like
Thank
that.
You. I love that.
I liked it a lot.
Still feeling it from yesterday, brother. Well, great show.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, man.
We had fun with Otis and the gang.
That was awesome.
We had a lot of fun. Cool. Aww. All right. Well, you guys, hold what you got to talk about. And then also who do we got coming up?
7,000 Apart in studio today.
Outstanding. Great stuff. Best half hour of the week coming up, folks. Stay with us.
I said, hey, little mama, let's sit down and have a drink and dig the band. She said, drink, 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 oh, fiddle-de-dink, I can dance with a drink in my hand. She said, hey, bossa nova, baby, keep on working, cause this ain't no time to drink. She said, go, bossa nova, baby, keep on dancing, cause I ain't got time to think. Bossa nova, bossa nova.
Or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor, here on a good-looking Friday morning. Of course, got Dennis from the Glam Band. This is his segment that I like him to just take and run with, and of course, celebrating the mayor's birthday today, which is always a fun.
It's been awesome.
Yay! It's been awesome.
It's been a great day.
We talk about this all the time, but we have literally the greatest producer in radio history.
Look what he did for
Todd is unbelievable.
And he brought donuts.
And he brought donuts.
Plus, he's got all the entertainment lined up.
Him and Amanda. Him and Amanda are two of the...
This is fantastic.
I made you something special, Jim. Look at the screen.
Well, Amanda, party blower or whatever it's called.
Yes.
Thank
you, Amanda.
Very good, Amanda.
Take that off. Okay, good.
And by the way, Amanda and Todd, both of you, I got so many comments from people about the vignettes we did for Veterans Day.
Right.
And you guys produced them and put them together.
With music.
Numerous people have contacted. People want to buy the books now to read it and everything like that.
Amen to that.
Thank you guys so much for doing that.
And I hope you get some recognition for that next year, WIBAs, whatever you call it, WBAs, Wisconsin Broadcast
Association. WBA. Yeah, maybe, yeah. Huh?
Maybe.
Something like that. Yeah,
well, I hope so. I got a feeling about that.
Okay.
Actually, I was going to ask you, this is something could, but I want to do my books, audiobooks.
Yeah.
And in some of them, it's with like two different guys talking. Uh-huh. Whatever. I'd like you to be one of the other guys in some of the chapters. Would that be okay?
Oh, man, I'd be honored for
that.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Introduce your special guest. Take it away, Dennis.
We in studio, we have the group 7,000 Apart, and if you guys could introduce yourselves in the way that you do. I'm so happy for these guys.
And the name.
Yeah, so we're 7,000 Apart. My name is Amelie.
I'm John.
And we're a Swedish-American duo. We write music, and this is our thing.
Last time we talked to you guys on the phone, wasn't it?
Yeah, we were in Sweden.
You were
in the middle
Sweden
of Sweden, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So you figure out who's Swedish, who's American.
Yes.
Yeah. Shut his poll right hard. Now. Chime it's in hard. Right now. Yeah. Operators are standing by to take your call.
But your name, I think people may know that since you just told us where you're both from, but why did you pick the name Seven
Bells?
Yeah, give a little background on your life.
Okay, we'll do the whole spiel. We'll do a shortened version of the spiel. So, I am the Swedish one. I grew up in Stockholm, Sweden. And when I was 17, I came to the U.S. as an exchange student. Right. Could have ended up pretty much anywhere. End up in Green Bay, Wisconsin at Preble High School.
What would be the odds?
We love the Hornets.
I know.
Yeah, so we met my senior year of high school in music theory class, became good friends over music, became more than friends, started dating, then decided to date long distance. And that happened. We did that for 3 years.
Can I just say one thing for high school guy, for street cred? Who are you going out with? The Swedish sport exchange student.
High five.
That's my girlfriend.
Well played, brother. Well done.
How cool is that?
So you went back to Stockholm and you stayed here in Green Bay. So how far apart were you guys?
Yeah, so John actually went to college in Kentucky.
Okay.
So we were 7,000 kilometers apart from each other, which is like 4,462.5 miles or something.
It is.
Something like that.
Yeah. It's less catchy of a name.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. We're sticking to the 7,000.
Yeah. I like the 7,000.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Take it away, Dennis.
So from that part, then you started writing songs, and it's just a beautiful love story, and that's it. I'm so excited. We met at Whammy's last year in Milwaukee, and you guys just, if there was a light shining on anybody in the whole building, it would have been you two. You know, it's just the way you looked at each other, the way you guys, the energy you had between the two of you. Then you went and played. I'm going, these guys, these two, they have to be huge. They have to be signed. They have to be international. I mean, you're, the future is your oyster, you know, and I really believe that when I saw you play. And then we've done a show or two in the same area together, stage area and whatever over the summer last year. And this year, too, I think we were doing some things.
I hope so. Yeah, I really
together.
Hope so. I hope
we're doing Door County again this year, aren't we? Together?
I don't think we are.
Well, doggone it. I'm going to call them right up.
And just call them and we'll take care of it. Yeah, yeah.
But so when I get to see you guys play, it's what music is all about. You know, you get whatever feelings you got inside of angst or negativity or whatever, they're gone. As soon as you start playing, you see your smile, you see how your eyes just light up to each other, and it's beautiful. And I've never seen that before, never around here. And so it's from the heart. What's going to happen for you guys? I just can't wait to see what's going to happen.
Thank you. And
I'm living my life vicariously through what you two do.
Thank you.
And I'm just so excited to get you in the studio and do what you do. And so what is it that you wanted to play for us today by chance?
So we were going to start with a little song called No Is a Nice Word. Mostly because it's very early in the morning and all of our other songs go really high.
So in the 80s, I wrote a song called No Means Yes, but everybody was saying that back then.
Is that what went away for a while?
I'm just making it up, man. I'm just making it up.
We also have a special thing for Jim. I don't know if we're doing that or if we're doing that later.
It's your rules, your
depends.
Game show.
It's Todd's show.
The later? Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Cool.
Our amazing producer, Todd, says, we'll do that later.
We'll do that later. Cool. Well, then we'll play No Is a Nice Word. And if you want to sing along, you very much feel...
I will.
That you shouldn't have done
that. Yeah. Lyrics are pretty easy.
Okay, let me hear you. Okay, you sound totally American. You don't sound Swedish accent. How'd you lose your accent?
I don't know.
Okay.
It just kind of happened, I guess. I kind of had a British accent when I came here because that's what we were taught in school in Sweden. It's like British English.
The Queen's English.
I don't know.
Actress as well.
Yeah, I'm a voice actress. Yeah. And then I kind of just adopted the whole Valley Girl aesthetic a little bit. So,
You're a voice actress?
I am a voice actress, yeah.
Like, what do you do?
I've done a lot for Disney.
There's some money in that.
Yeah. It's really
that's
good.
That's pretty lucrative.
I started when I was 10. It was the best, like...
Really?
Job a 10-year-old could have.
Right. You just read.
And,
they're the characters.
The one thing that has stayed consistent... We've almost been one solid year of doing the show. The one thing that remains consistent... Our guests are cooler than us. They're
true
more
that.
Talented. They're
true
more successful.
That.
They're just cooler
better looking,
than us.
They're just
isn't that the truth?
And they check. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, I work for Disney. I'm
right.
Yeah.
We thought radio... In and of itself would humble us, but then our guests are all better than us, so we're really down there, Johnny.
Wow,
you guys gotta give yourselves more credit.
I think you should.
I don't know. All right, well, let's hear it.
Okay.
I'll give you this if you'd like.
Okay, should I do that?
Sure.
Okay.
Go for it.
We'll do that then. Am I already in your past? Did you know this wouldn't last? So red it broke that we go up in smoke. Am I a burnout cigarette that you won't light up again? A silhouette, you already regret. No, it's a no, it's a no, it's a nice word, if you say it, if you mean it. A nice word, if you say it, if you mean it, no. Am I stuck on the other side? Do I ever cross your mind? Never there. Oh, do you care? Are you ready to move on? Am I already gone? Just look at me. Will you say no? It's a no, it's a no, it's a nice word, if you say it, if you mean it, no. No, it's a no, it's a no, it's a nice word, if you say it, if you mean it, no. You make me feel. A nice word, if you say it, if you mean it, no.
Nice.
Very nice. Awesome.
Thank you. Do you guys do all original?
We do like a mix when we do like the 3-4-hour shows.
Do you do any Adele?
Yeah, we do some Adele. We
you sound
Adele.
So much like Adele.
Oh,
it's incredible.
That's the sweetest compliment. Thank you.
So much like her.
Yeah, I know, but it was just, my God, you could.
He's like, super sweet. You lost your accent. You sound like Adele. Hey, I was going through your summer 2024 tour.
Yeah.
You have 54 shows.
Yeah, I think it's so, up to 64 now.
Cool.
Yeah. We printed that thing before we booked some more shows. Yeah.
That's terrific. But just, you know, I would just say that they're singing at Mile of Music. And, you know, that got an award as well, Dennis, that night, right? For the best venue in the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah,
so that's
right.
Very cool that you're going to be there. And then Fire Over the Fox, that's here, you're going to be doing. And that's a huge event downtown.
Yeah,
80,000
really, really
people.
Fun.
Yeah, that's a really
all
good.
All thanks to Frank.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, we're kidding. On his stage. We're on the Love Me Frank stage.
That's okay.
Oh, awesome.
That is a fun day.
Oh, we know. Right, we've done it. This is our third year, I think.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you know,
you're on Doozy's this weekend, right?
Yep, on Doozy's on.
And then Titletown in Green Bay?
Yes.
Wow.
And you're going to be at Seepkins in Elkhart Lake.
Yeah.
I'm going to go see you there. That's going to be fun. That's cool. Yeah. All right. Well, this is great. You guys get such great harmony and good energy. And so you write some of it and you, okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dennis, when you see a group like this, what do you, your thought? I mean, you've seen 8 million groups and people always ask you for advice. And hey, did you see these guys, Dennis? Right. What do you think? When
you see
somebody like them?
I've never been so excited about a group around here.
I mean, I'm just being
sincere as I possibly know how to be. The future really is yours.
I have to say, though, I did hear that there was a Swede in your band and I got really excited. And then,
no, we play Snake. That's what it is. I was way off.
I thought it just turned out to be a seed.
Started speaking Swedish, though, you know.
So, talk about your music because it's so diverse.
Yeah, thank
you. It digs really deep. You know, you talk about the mental health. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's so true that everybody's dealing with something. So. Friends, take something from today. Be nice to everyone. It is, you know,
well, even on their sheet, you guys have that on the back of your sheet. You got your schedule on one side, and like mental health suggestion type things about being cool to yourself on the other. That's awesome.
Yeah, life's a struggle. I mean, you guys have dealt with a lot. I mean, being the distance you've been apart from each other, and then that strength, that draw that brought you together, is an amazing story. And if you could talk about that whole aspect, how that turned into your music. How you use that as fuel for your music.
Yeah, I think, I mean, for us, music, ever since we got started, ever since we sat down and was like, we're going to have a band, we're going to start a business, and we need like a mission statement, right?
Mm.
All business need like some kind of statement of why you're doing it. And for us, it's always been to help people and bring joy to people. And we really think that we can do that through writing songs that we ourselves need to hear. You know, like, no is a nice word. You need to learn how to say no, because that's also very good for your mental health. And we have a song, Runaway, who just won Best Pop Song of the Year at the Whammies. Yay. then that song is all about being yourself and not letting anyone else tell you who you should be. And so we really, really try to write songs that we need to hear, because then we know other people probably need to hear them as well.
It's got to be a cathartic process of doing that, too, of being able to purge those feelings into music. And 100%. then when it's out there, you put the work into it and you build on that. And I think it's a fantastic foundation for you as a couple as well. I mean, when it's out there, it's something, it's living, breathing, and it's also evolving. Yeah. And that's a beautiful thing as well. So what's the future hold for you musically, as far as that's concerned? I know you have a lot on your plate.
Yeah.
And it's so amazing. I get so excited.
Thank you.
I can't help it. I'm like a little puppy dog ready to piddle on the floor right now.
But you
know
what? That's what we were talking with earlier with the lady from Appleton, from the Chamber, and talk about musician Kevin Van Ness as well.
Yes.
We have never seen, and Jim and I talk about this all the time, we deal with so many different entities in the world, we've never seen a group more supportive of one another than musicians.
Amen to that. Right. Amen to that.
Much. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's coming from the broadcast world and the political world.
Like that nose world.
No, we really admire you for that. And that, you know, my kids were in that, and it's something I always loved about older, younger, they just all supported each other and got along.
Yeah, we really try. I mean, it's all about, I mean, music community and a music scene doesn't exist if you don't cooperate and work together and support each other. Yeah.
It's something else Johnny and I had to learn about you guys is that at the Whammy Awards, which went till, I don't know, 11 o'clock, we're in bed by like 9:30. Yeah. 5. You guys are just starting to get going around 9:30. Yeah. A lot of energy, and you guys are all having a lot of fun there. Hey, I just want to make one more comment on these 10 things you put on the back of your card. That's awesome.
Love it.
And this is really good stuff.
You see those, Dennis?
Especially, it's okay to ask for help. Yeah. I said that all the time when I go talk to groups. It's, you know, people want to help.
They do.
We get sent our break. We have more with you guys when we come back.
All right,
Send it to a break.
We'll be right back. You're listening to WGBA and WGSS.
Oh, that is terrible, huh?
It's WGBW.
Thanks, Dennis! With the Wham Band.
I'm reading this best mental health tip, so I'm getting
break.
So excited.
Back more with 7,000 miles. Right after this. Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here with Dennis from the Glam Band, of course, our favorite segment. Dennis, take it away, buddy.
Sorry, folks. I got Cameron Marlin in my head from WG. Anyways.
Oh, that, you'll, okay, you'll that's have why. That.
So we're talking a little bit more about the best mental health tips, and you were so sweet to put this on your card.
Right.
And there's so many songs you could write just from this alone. I mean, you do include Noah's a Nice Word in here as well.
And I want to say the other thing I like about, you know, they're all 10 of them are worthwhile, but people just practice that gratitude, right? To just wake up and say three things in the morning. And if I have nothing to be grateful for, oh, yeah, you're alive, okay? You got clean water. I mean, sometimes you have to, but we have to remind ourselves how good life is. Yeah. And that's nice of you to do this. And plus to say no setting boundaries, that's good for little kids as well as adults, you know? I love this. I never saw this before.
Thank you.
I mean, I've seen you guys. I think you guys are awesome, but this is a really cool message.
Yeah,
in the
thank you. Yeah, we keep them on our merch table, as well as because we're working together with Center for Suicide Awareness. So through them, we've gotten some help on like how to reach out to the community and how to like, and we can reach people that they can't, obviously.
Yeah.
And so we have at our merch table, we have their information. They have like a text line that you can text if you're struggling. And then we also keep these. Our favorite mental health tips on the back of our schedules.
Yes. What is it, Dennis, about, I mean, you can bring in a speaker to talk to a bunch of young kids who might have problems, and they're not going to pay attention. What is it about music that's so impactful, that goes deeper? What is it?
Music penetrates the soul.
Yeah.
It does. It penetrates the skin barrier, you know? It penetrates the ear barrier. It penetrates the soul.
It's a universal language.
It is. It's just what it is, you know? And if done the right way, it can be a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Do you understand the power you have in your performances? Seriously?
Yeah. Not like Elvis or anything, but, you know,
you
we
know
try.
What I mean, no? Yeah. It really is.
No, and I mean, we get people come up often and say, you know, like, we just had a woman at one of our shows last weekend that came up and was like, So our last album was called Feel Your Feelings, and every song had something to do with mental health. And she came up and like, you released this at the perfect time for me. Thank you so much.
Wow.
And that just that made all of the, you know, sleepless nights, all of this, like
the whole trip worth it, you know, like,
yeah, all of
we're already good,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
We're good. We can go home now.
So we're coming up. We should probably start the song in about a minute or so. But what's the near future looking like for you? What's the summer, et cetera?
Yeah. So tour now. And then we are already writing on our third album. We're very, very excited. We're going to take it probably more of a folk and a rock situation.
Nice.
Super excited. There's some really good songs. If you come out to see us this summer, you'll get a little preview.
We're going to be playing a few of the new ones.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
They're really, really fun. But just focus on the original stuff. Since we live in Sweden, we focus a lot on recording and writing over there, and we're hoping to get around Europe a little bit more too. And fantastic. Then when we come here, we play as much as we possibly can.
So when do you head back? How long are you here?
We're here until September 16th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Seasonal. I love it.
Yeah.
You guys got the world figured out. I love it. Let's do a song. What'd you like to do next?
Are we doing the special thing? Or yes, special thing.
Oh,
okay.
Cool.
We don't even need the guitar for this one.
No, we don't even need. And I don't. Okay.
How come you're looking at me?
I don't know what's going on.
You're looking at John, or you're looking at me?
So it's someone's birthday, right?
It is.
And in Sweden, we have a special birthday song. So I would like to sing you the special birthday song.
Oh my
God. I would love that.
Yeah, you just need your hands. So I need you guys to clap with me.
Okay.
Jag må leva, jag må leva, jag må leva ut i hundrade år. Ja, vi ska leva, ja, vi ska leva, ja, vi ska leva ut i hundrade år. Ett fyrfaldigt leve vid Jim, jag leve, hip hip. And then we do four hoorays. Hooray,
hooray, hooray, hooray, hooray, hooray.
Happy birthday.
Was that happy birthday? Was that what you were singing?
I was singing, I hope you live until you're 100.
All of that.
It's the birthday song.
Oh my gosh. I just speaking of that, I'm a lifetime member of a club. And mm-hmm. I went there and the lady looked it up and she goes, yeah, it's till 2054. I'm like, how the hell do you know that? Like, they have a date on there that it expires. So anyway, I hope I live to be 100 as well. So,
it mostly confuses people when you do it, but I kind of love it.
So. That was fantastic. Thank you for sharing that. That made my day special. Yeah, that's great.
Share with us how to get in touch with your music.
Yes, of course. So we're pretty easy to find as long as you know where to look. But if you write just 7,000 with the numbers apart, all one word, all lowercase letters, 7,000 apart, into Google or your favorite other search engine, we will pop up. If you are on Spotify, Apple Music, any of those places, we're there as well. Instagram TikTok. And Facebook are the and TikTok are like the best ways to like connect with us. But
would
if you
do me one favor,
yeah.
Would you pronounce this word for me?
Sauna. But we call it bastu.
Nice one.
Yes, sauna.
Yeah, but it's called bastu in Swedish.
Oh, is it really?
Yes, it's called bastu.
Hey, now a second. So I do want to say I have been checking out your stuff because I make the graphics and everything. And your recent photo shoot and music videos are amazing.
Yes. Thank
I
you
love
so
whoever
much.
Did them. You guys oh my gosh. Are so free. And just you can feel the vibe just by watching.
Yeah.
Good.
So
love that.
Had to say that.
Thanks, Amanda. That's awesome.
All right, that's
sincerely,
cool.
There's nobody I know in the music business that's more in touch with what music is supposed to be about than you.
Oh.
And I challenge anybody to beat that. I don't think it's going to happen. And I got tears in my eyes.
We're so inspired by what you guys do.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
Ever since we heard about it.
Oh my God. No, you guys are amazing. And it's so cool to see like that you guys can bring as many people as you can, as you do, and the production value that you guys bring. We're so inspired by that.
Yeah. We have to find a way to do some shows together.
We really should.
Together.
I would love to sing a duet.
Oh, that would be the best. That would be beyond the best.
Debut it here.
We would love that. If you guys can put that together when you're in town, please come here on this show.
Right.
This is his segment. He can do whatever he wants. But we would love that if you guys would do that.
Yeah, we for sure so love fun. To have you back before the end of the season.
Yeah,
you know,
please.
Before you're back.
Yeah.
All right.
But you guys are amazing. And again, Doozies on the 9th.
Yeah,
yes,
7000apart.com. You've got 60 shows coming up in 3 months.
Yes.
And if there's... They're all great places. I mean, I love Andouzi's, but Farmer's Market, Cup of Joy, Titletown.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just very cool places, and I think most people have been to these and go there and see you. That's just a double win. So, yeah, this is cool. And look this up. This is a kind of small print for us older guys. But
I didn't want to
you
say
can, you can
I
read it better.
I whispered to Jim, can you read this?
If you go to 7000apart.com/tour,
yeah,
you have all of the dates there right, in as big of a font as you need.
And
all
right. Updated.
It's a favorite in my phone. I
also, okay,
not.
We have 1 minute. Next time you come back, would you sing Adele's song? What's that one song really like?
Make You Feel My Love?
Oh, they're
no,
all
give me another one.
Rolling in the Deep?
No, give me another one.
Someone Like You?
Yeah.
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 I'll sing that for you.
I can do a duet with you.
Take us out with that.
This should be interesting.
That will be great.
Next time.
Wow.
Next time.
So, yeah, we got to get you back in. We got to do some shows together. And, folks, please check out 7000 Apart. They're if you like music, you're going to love these guys.
All right,
we got to get out of here.
Todd, thank you for making my birthday very special. You are the best.
That was over and above, Todd. That was just phenomenal.
Random really Swedes yelling at you is fun, you know?
That was great.
Yeah,
Dennis, you do such a great job with these musicians like this, just with your interviews and everything. No lie, you've got a hidden gem right there with your talent for really asking the insightful questions to make these people feel comfortable, the whole thing. Thank
appreciate
you for that.
Kevin
Van
Ness, Frank.
Thank you for what you do, too.
Yep.
All good stuff. And Carmen and Cameron.
Yeah. Todd, thank you for everything.
John, I'm
thanks,
thank
everybody,
so
for
much.
A phenomenal week. It's just been great. Can't wait to see you guys perform. Mine or the Mayor, have a great weekend. See ya.